Welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm Christina Michelle, your host, and I'm joined by Sherry Patterson, who's also hosting. And we are here via Zoom having a conversation with Dr. Janelle Soler and Reverend Bobby Lewis. And we are talking about the importance of spirituals and gospels to the Black culture. And I'm going to turn the conversation back over to Sherry. And we've got a couple more questions for our guest as we close out today's show.
Well, thank you so much, Christina, Michelle. Yes, and for our guest today, we have a couple of questions that we would like to ask as we're in this last segment. I would just like to ask both of you, why do you sing? I mean, personally, why do you sing?
Since we are short on time, I'm going to just be very simple with my answer.
Okay.
For me, singing expresses that which my words and thoughts cannot express.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. I like that. Like that very much.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah. And for me, singing is a declaration. Sometimes I don't feel it. I don't feel like what I'm singing. But as I sing, I declare that it's going to get better.
Yep.
And sometimes you want to cry, but you start singing.
Yep.
And that alone is a declaration that I will not die. I will not be sad. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to sing.
Yes.
Before you know it, the load is lighter.
Mm. Yes. You know,
Your perceptive, your perspective is different. You know,
yes.
So
yes.
Very important.
Awesome. Awesome. I like that very much. So as we are celebrating Black History this month of February, as we do every February, and should actually continue through the whole year, I love what Pastor shared with the choir several years ago when he first got here, is that Black history is American history. It absolutely is. It's all of our history, and we should know things. I remember several years ago, we invited young pastors, youth pastors, to come and share at the MLK service here in Juno, and one of them came to me afterward and said, I had no idea who Dr. King was. He said, I had to go online. You asked me to speak about Dr. King. I didn't know who he was. I remember that we used to have the day off from school, but I didn't know who he was. And he said, I went online and I heard the most powerful message I'd ever heard in my life from this man. And I'm changed as a result of it. And that's why we do these shows, because our community is learning from it. We learn from it every week. We learn something brand new. I'm just grateful for that. So as we wind up our show today, we have one last question for you. If you could have a conversation with any Black personality, any Black person, dead or alive, who would that person be and why? Janelle?
For me, my voice teacher, advisor, and mentor, when I was in graduate school, the last degree that I did was George Shirley. This man is American history. He's just and he's still alive, and he's inspirational to me, and first African American tenor to sing at the Metropolitan Opera.
Wow.
I mean, the man is in the Groves Dictionary of Music. I mean he is walking history. He's a walking legend.
Wow. And
he was my teacher 3 years through the doctorate program at Michigan. So he's the one that any time you have with him, it's like you turn into, what do they say with kids between the ages of like 2 and 6, they're sponges or some, you know, you hear all those stats.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what age you are. When you're in a conversation with that man, you turn into that 2 to 6 year old because everything he says is like the gospel. You're just so entranced by him. And every minute with him is a historical lesson, whether it be on history, the voice, life experiences. I just really love and appreciate him. And he has been through some incredible stories that in situations that he will speak to you about. If you Google any interview from racism to success to musical journeys, the man will tell it to you like you'd never heard it before.
Wow.
George Shirley.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Pastor?
Oh, really quick, Janelle, did you get to choose him or how did you get him?
I requested him and he was a friend of my teacher when I was working my master's degree. So I knew I wanted to go study with him.
Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, it was an honor.
That's amazing. The person I would like to spend time with is a guy named, you don't know nothing about him. His name is Thomas Dorsey.
Oh, precious Lord.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Precious Lord, take my hand. And about 3,000 other songs he wrote. Third of them were gospel songs. Mm. He was a blues guy, went to clubs and worked before he had his spiritual awakening. But he was a blues piano player. He played jazz, wrote thousands of songs with jazz, and then he became Bessie Ma Rainey. He was her accompanist for a few years on tour, and then he had his spiritual awakening and came to the church in Chicago and music director at church in Pilgrim Baptist Church for 50 years. And there he worked with Roberta Martin and James Cleveland. Those are the people that worked under him.
Yes.
And all the twists and turns in his life,
yes,
he got to experience all types of music, but yet his legacy is steeped in gospel. I just would love to just spend an hour with him. That would be amazing.
That's incredible.
But yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And I said that was the last question, but I really would love for one of us to just sing one verse of Lift Every Voice and Sing. And it's considered the Black Negro National Anthem. It was written as a poem by James Weldon Johnson and his brother. I believe it was a gift to Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, for his birthday in 1905.
Okay, all right. And then they put it to music later.
Yes. James Weldon Johnson wrote the poem and his brother
put the music.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, thank you very much. I would like to close the show today just with a few bars. We don't have to sing the whole song, but just a few bars of Lift Every Voice and Sing. First of all, we'd just like to say to our Juno community today, thank you so much for tuning in to another Juno Afternoon. We are blessed that you joined us. And we're going to take you out today with Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Who's going to sing?
I think you should, because it's a Zoom call, so we can't do it together or it'll be like
A flat. Can you give me an A flat?
Yes, I can. I mean, look at, I'm doing it right now. Hold tight, because here's my little piano.
Okay.
Here we go. Wait, hold on. Oh, mercy. Hold on.
Do mi so mi do, lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with a harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicings rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. And we will have you guys again. Juno.
Yeah, I love you, Juno. We love you guys.
We love you. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.